Hello, we're going to talk about conjugación regular en presente. That's the regular conjugation in the present tense in Spanish. We're going to talk about also the three verb patterns we have in Spanish. To start, you're going to see that I've listed all the personal pronouns in Spanish. You have yo, which is I, tú, which is you in an informal way, él and ella, he or she, usted, which is also you, but it's the formal. In Spanish, we have a distinction depending of the second person of singular. If you're referring to someone with whom you have an informal relationship, you use tú. Or if it's someone that you have to treat with respect, you use the form usted. Those are all the forms for the singular. Then you have the plural forms. Nosotros, we. Vosotros, which is you in plural, but this is only used in Spain. In Latin America, we use ustedes. You have to make a note here that here it's not a topic of formality. Both vosotros and ustedes have the same form. They're both informal and formal. It's not like tú and usted. And finally, we have ellos and ellas, which is they. It just if it's females or males, or if it's the neutral form, it would be ellos. And then all the verbs in Spanish are divided in three categories. They're called verb patterns, depending on the ending of them in their infinitive form. All verbs, when they're in the infinitive form, they end in either ar, er, or ir. And the categories are called the first, second, and third conjugations. So when you want to conjugate a verb in any tense in Spanish, you need to know which kind of verb it is, if it's an ar, er, or ir, or if it's the first, second, or third conjugation. In this presentation, I'm only noting the regular verbs in present. So if you see, you can see all the endings for the conjugation in present, according to the category. To form the stem, what you have to do is that you have to take out the ar, er, or ir ending, and then you have the stem in the regular form. Later, I'll give you a presentation on irregular conjugation. Right now, for regular, that's how you form the stem, and then you just add the right ending, depending if it's a first, second, or third conjugation pattern of verb. I hope this helps you. Please, you can see this presentation as many times as you want. Please practice with it, and obviously you can hear this audio. Thank you.